This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Fine is something he said to Megan off air. Okay. Talking about how I turned this into XM satellite radio the other night. Here we go.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. He'll be back Monday, right here front and center. Again, I'll come back again on Wednesday. My name again is Lee Elsie. This is the USA Radio Network. You are listening to War Now. We'd love to hear from you. You can always call in 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. All topics up for grabs, as we're kind of doing a political free Friday. A little bit, not really. We're getting into some of the politics. But, you know, I'm watching during the break above my shoulder here in the Full Power Radio Studios here in Connecticut, where I am broadcasting from, smack dab in the middle between Boston and New York City, almost exactly in the middle between both of those places. You could draw a line in both directions, and I think it would be within a couple of miles. To be accurate, that's exactly true. But I'm looking above my right shoulder, watching a little bit of the news report, and I'm watching some of the doctors and scientists and lawyers and teachers and wonderful folks who are migrating across the border in Tijuana right now, throwing rocks and doing all kinds of damage as they're making their way to better the world, better where we live, because without these wonderful folks who are, by the way, better than you, better than me, we already know that because the left has told us this time and time again, that they have a higher moral superiority than me and you do, just because they happen to come from a less, from a more impoverished nation, and they've been less fortunate. They are obviously then better than us, because that's just the way this world works. So I'm watching them climb the fence. I'm watching them do the damage. I guess now they're asking for money. They've asked for money from Mexico. They've actually wanted to sue the United States to let them in, or to get some cash and to do whatever it is that they intended to do with that. But again, the migrants and the horde and the folks have made their way to the gates, and they are now currently in Tijuana. And I'm sorry I said this on Wednesday, but I stand by it. I think the whole idea with the sending the troops to the border was a ploy. I mean, I don't know if it was, let me rephrase that. It wasn't a ploy. I think Trump actually wanted to send the troops down there, but I mean, he has to know they have no teeth. There's really nothing that they can do other than support what's already there. They cannot fire water cannons or bullets made of rubber or whatever it is that you wanted them to do. They're really just there to watch. So they have no teeth. And the same goes for the folks who knew that. They knew it. I mean, they knew it as they were on their way. They knew they weren't going to get the water cannons turned on them, or they weren't going to get shot and killed. There wasn't a gun turret that was going to take down folks who were trying to climb the wall. And plus, they also knew that there weren't going to be anybody at the California border, so that's where they went. And that's where they are. And, you know, it's just another shining example of here, us in the United States, just blowing it again. Over and over again when it comes to immigration. And it doesn't mean that we're bad people. It doesn't mean that we are evil if we want to make sure getting into the country is difficult. How about that? Let's look at it that way. How about we think about it where we are the most valuable, prized possession that people want to migrate to? The United States, the great United States of America, melting pot that we are. It shouldn't be easy to get into the United States. It should be hard. It should be hard physically to get in. It should be nearly impossible to get in. Certainly a child shouldn't be able to walk across the border. But not only that, it should be difficult to get in when you get here. There should be a certain criteria that you have to pass to get through. You have to speak English. You got to have a job. You got to have a sponsor. These are the things that were supposed to be in place that we've ignored. We've forgotten. Forget about it. Doesn't matter. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm an evil ogre. Maybe I'm some kind of a monster. But I would like the folks who are coming here to, first of all, want to be Americans, not carrying the Ecuadorian flag and waving it like they are conquering Texas or California, wherever they're coming to. I want them to come here. I want them to speak English. I want them to be about the United States. I want them to be proud to be an American, not to come here because we happen to have a couple more jobs or a better food or whatever it is. And you can't claim amnesty, you can't claim asylum if you're not literally running from persecution. And because you don't have a job where you're coming from, that's not a reason for asylum. And if Mexico is the first country you roll through, that's the country that has to give you the asylum, not the United States. So all these people who are banging down the gates, who are yelling asylum, they're not going to get it. And what's going to end up happening is they're going to be sent back, but there's going to be no oversight. They're going to say, all right, well, you can't come. Go here. Show up here for your court date. Then we're going to have to deport you. Well, you know what's going to happen? They're going to disappear and climb over the fence and be gone. Bang. And that's why we have 22, 25, 30 million illegals. That's why wages are artificially low. That's why major companies are all about this, because they don't mind hiring illegals when they know they're not going to get in trouble. You want to stop this huge flow of illegal immigration in this country? Make it a felony for the second offense when these companies hire illegal aliens. Whatever company it is. First offense is a massive fine. Second offense, it's a felony, and you're on your way to prison. You want to stop this? That's how you stop it. That's all. Make it a felony. That way you can't hire anybody who's not a legal citizen. You can't pay them under the table. You can't give them pennies on the dollar. You've got to pay American citizens to do this work. And if these companies, these major corporations, don't want to get on board with that, well, guess what? The CEO of that company goes to jail. That's all. End of story. This will stop tomorrow. It'll stop tomorrow. Want to self-police it? That's how you do it. By the way, there was another illegal immigrant killed, another U.S. citizen, but nobody wants to tell you about that. You know, the other thing, too, I think I mentioned this. I either mentioned it on my morning show or I mentioned it Monday or Wednesday, is that I'm not really sure if you realize this, but there are basically 1,000 migrants who try to cross the border every single day. I think I did talk about this last time I was on. This horde that's making their way to this country, this isn't shocking, breaking, you know, jaw-breaking news. This is happening all the time. We've been a sieve. We've been a borderless society for 40 years, 50 years. And when we had the opportunity to do something about it, we didn't. We turned our... And every single president since Reagan has done the same thing. They don't want to pay attention to it. They want to sort of give it lip service, but that's about it. And now you've got a situation, and every single president, by the way, including Barack Obama, has gone on record to say that they think that there's got to be a better way to get into the country. They all want immigration reform. Let me ask you this. Why is it that all these people want comprehensive immigration reform, yet we can't get it done? Does somebody want to give me an answer to that? What is the driving force behind it? It's got to be money. Everything's about money in the end. Everything circles back to cash. Cold hard cash. So who's getting the money from this? Is it the corporations? Is it politicians? Who's getting the money? Who's making the money from all this? Is it Mexico? Is it the border towns and the border cities and the border states? Are they making the money? Are they playing or crying foul, but in fact they're actually getting huge paydays? Well, who actually is benefiting in the big way from all this? Always follow the money. Always follow the money. And a different story. I don't know if you saw this one, but don't expect to find portraits of former department chairs on the walls of Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital in the Bornstein Amphitheater. Here's the reason why. Apparently, they had pictures in this school, in this hospital, right? Harvard Medical School. It's a branch of that. And they were all white, right? That's all the pictures, because all the founding members and all the folks who started the university apparently were white. And some of the students, that didn't sit well with them. So they made them take the portraits down because there were no portraits of folks of color. Because there were no folks who actually started this university who were of a different color. So I guess that's racism. I don't know. I did read, what was the school? I forget the school because I don't have it in front of me. But there was a school that is now trying to ban the word, oh man, I should have had this in front of me. They're trying to ban this word. I'll find it during the break because I can't find it now. I need to find it because it's good. It's really, you're not going to believe it. Let's put it that way. You're not going to, and it has, it's like an, it's an, it has no Asian connotation to it at all, but they banned it because, a bunch of folks who of Asian descent got angry about it. Anyway, I don't have it in front of me, and I apologize for that. That's because things get harder as you get older, right? Some of the things that get harder as you get older, simply remembering things, right? Or picking up things off the floor. Or opening jars. Or getting up and down stairs. Things like that. Household chores. They get harder as you get older. Thinking clearly gets harder as you get older. And anyway. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm honored, as always, to be a part of this whole broadcast, the USA Radio Network. We've had a lot of fun and got a chance. I think this is like a dozen times I've been able to sit in this big chair and fill in for the great Wayne Allen Root, who will be back on Monday. So if you miss him, and I know you miss him, Jerry, I understand that. There's a lot to miss with Wayne Allen Root, but I'm sure he'll be back on Monday. And we can get together again on Wednesday. But coming up at the bottom of the hour, back to medical care and health care, I do want to talk to you a little bit about maybe staying away from getting heart attacks. So I do have a doctor, a cardiologist, coming on. He's actually in charge of two hospitals when it comes to cardiac care. So we'll chat with Dr. John Foley right after the bottom of the hour here. We've got a couple folks on hold. I promise you we'll get to Jim and some other folks, Jim out in Las Vegas and whoever else wants to weigh in. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Again, my email address is leelcradio@gmail.com. It's really kind of neat. I'm getting emails from all over the country, which is always kind of a neat thing. Michigan, Oklahoma City, even some from St. Louis. So keep them coming. I appreciate that as always. It's Lee Elsie once again filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, My Doctor Suggests, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Megan's a witness, by the way. You haven't been here. You've barely been here, like, twice in, like, the last 4 months. And are you a witness since long before they became a sponsor of the show? How many times have I had to suck on these colonial silver lozenges? And you actually grab them all the time.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for the whole 3 years I've had a radio show. I've used My Doctor Suggests colonial silver lozenges. I can't remember who told me about it, but someone recommended it when they heard I was starting a radio show 3 years ago, and it's going to be 3 years on February 6th. So we should have a big anniversary party. But 3 years I will have been on the radio February 6th, and I started using these colonial silver lozenges from the first minute I talked, 720 hours a year on the radio. That's a lot of talking, and I've got to protect my voice, and my throat is now a workhorse. No matter what I throw at it, it does great. All because silver, colloidal silver, destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. When it comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. You suck on a lozenge and you let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. And the way to get them is call 866-660-9868. So you're getting them toll-free anywhere in the United States. Free call, 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 10% off your first order. My Doctor Suggests. I love the cherry colloidal silver lozenger and the orange and the apple and the honey. Those are my four flavors. But the cherry is my main one. Colloidal silver, My Doctor Suggests. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 866-660-9868.
All right, we're back. It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, who will be back on Monday. He is off again, 833-927-8255. I'm going to go right to the phones because Jimmy out in Vegas has been waiting a while. All right, Jimmy, comprehensive immigration. You've got an answer, yes?
Well, I have the answer as to why we are not getting an answer.
Okay. Oh, I want to hear this.
Nobody can properly define it, so that everyone can agree to the definition. The conservatives want one thing and call it comprehensive reform. The liberals want something else and they call it comprehensive reform. And each side is saying the other side is wrong. So well, as long as we got a bunch of people that can't even agree on what it is we're trying to do, it ain't going to happen.
You know, I got
and
a good
I
idea.
Will go ahead.
No, I said I got a good
I'll
idea.
Go ahead and
you,
hang
Jim.
Up.
Okay.
What's
all
that?
Right. No, good stuff. I appreciate that. And, you know, I guess maybe where I would start, and that's a great call, is I would start, Jim, with the law. Right? Why don't we start with following the law? That there are certain criteria that you have to follow to be here. And then, like a good recipe for a great dish your mama might cook for you, now you start with the basics, the law. And we'll sprinkle in maybe a little common sense. And even if you'd like, we can throw in a dash of humanity. But I think in the end, we can work it out where we're all on the same page, where we look to make sure Americans are safe. That's the most important thing. And that we give folks who have qualities and American qualities the opportunity to make a better life for themselves. I have no problem with that. I want that. I mean, I think every single conservative voice out there is in agreement that it's not anti-immigration, it's anti-illegal immigration. We need to know who's here. We need to know who's coming. We need to know, you know, whether or not they're sick or have some kind of a mental disorder, where they're violent. We need to know this kind of information. We need to know if they've been in prison, wherever they're coming from. And it's not just folks who are coming from our southern border countries, our neighboring countries. If there were 5,000 Russians who were heading towards our border, even if there were 5,000 Russians heading towards our northern border in North Dakota, I would be saying exactly the same thing. We've got to know who's coming. We have to have an idea who they are. We have to vet them completely. And, you know, if they're in need of our assistance, if they're in need of humanitarian aid, okay, we give it to them. We figure it out. But I can pretty much guarantee you that 95% of the folks who are making their way to the southern border of the United States right now, they don't need anything but a handout, because they're coming because they're coming from a terrible place, but they're not coming because they need amnesty. They're coming because, well, we've got a lot of freebies and we like to give them out and they want to take them. It's that simple. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. It's the USA Radio Network. The great show is called War Now. We'll be back. We'll talk to cardiologist Dr. Foley next.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to immediately reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's security pass, siding with the network and other news organizations. In a written response, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said there would be more decorum at the White House and some rules and regulations would be put into place. President Trump explains what she meant by decorum.
You can't take three questions and four questions and just stand up and not sit down. Decorum. You have to practice decorum.
And if not followed, what can we expect?
I've instructed my people, when they're not treated properly, you have the right to just leave.
Republican Brian Kemp will be the next governor of Georgia, with Democrat Stacey Abrams conceding following a bitter 10-day battle since the election last week. Without proof, Abrams accused Kemp, former Secretary of State, of voter suppression and fraud. Abrams also indicated that she would be filing a lawsuit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We'll be right back.
Billy Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. You are listening to USA Radio Network and the show War Now. Our number is 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 1-833-927-8255. So those of you who have been listening right along know I've been filling in for Wayne off and on for the better part of a couple months. And I have my own show in the morning in Connecticut, and I do that every single day. And one of my regular guests on that show is a gentleman that we're going to bring on next. It's cardiologist Dr. John Foley. He is the medical director of cardiology for Hartford Healthcare Medical Group. And again, he's also the chief of cardiology for multiple hospitals, and that's Dr. John Foley. Doc, thanks for calling into War Now.
I'm finally over the snow from last night. We are solidly in winter now. Even if you love the snow, it was still a stark shock yesterday. So
yeah, and they say we were going to get a couple inches. We wound up getting like 6 or 7, right?
I know. So, we had talked about what I was going to talk about, and I thought, well, talk about some of the challenges in cardiology in the winter, and then it snowed yesterday. I said, how perfect a topic to talk about today.
Yeah, so from time to time, you come on and give helpful hints on what to do, what not to do, what happens when you have certain kinds of chest pain, what to look for. So as a public service to Wayne's audience, I thought it would be great to bring you on because nobody knows more about the heart than you do. So, all right, Doc, you don't want to go out there and shovel snow if you're feeling a twinge or feeling pain or anything like that. That goes for just about anything that you might do physically. If you're having any kind of a heart issue or chest pain, stop, correct?
Exactly. And I was thinking of that also coming in. A lot of the listeners are not going to face snow, God bless them, but they have a lot of work that they do outside and heavy work, and so the advice really is the same. We sort of break it down into two groups. The people who've already had a heart problem, if you've had a heart attack, you've had a bypass stent, you know that you have angina, you probably have a cardiologist. My advice is get very specific advice from your cardiologist or doctor about what activities are good and what activities are bad, and stay away from the bad ones. Know what your medications are. Have a list, especially if you're outside and you're shoveling, something happens and you end up falling down. People, get to you, you're unresponsive. Have your medications with you. Know what your blood pressure and heart rate is, not just what you're getting when you go to the doctor's office, but if you're going to be out there shoveling or doing aggressive work, one or two at a time, check your blood pressure at the peak of activity and see how high your blood pressure and heart rate are going, because you may need adjustments in your medications that we don't see as doctors in the office because the blood pressure looks fine. If you don't have a history, then you really also should have a communication with a physician, too, about what's safe, what's not safe. When people hit 50, I know that's terrible, I hit that 50 is in my rearview mirror, but 50 and prolonged exposure to cold and heavy lifting like the snow is a bad combination, even for someone who thinks they're really healthy. So, look into it, and you may even need a stress test, but ask questions of your doctor about safety.
All right, so what's the first thing somebody feels when they're beginning to maybe go a little too far?
Well, so it could be anything. We watch a lot of medical shows, and so you see the person with a crushing pain in the middle of their chest, and their jaw hurts, and their arm hurts, and those are the things that we're conditioned to believe are heart attacks, and certainly many heart attacks present like that. Sometimes it's just shortness of breath, which is difficult if you're out there working hard. You're going to be short of breath, but really more short of breath than you're expecting. Nausea, vomiting, sweatiness. Sometimes it's tingling in an elbow. I've had people who every time their right wrist hurts, they're having a heart attack.
Hmm.
So it doesn't be attuned to changes. So, hey, this is something new that I've never felt before, and it's coming on with activity, and then you stop the activity and it goes away. That's a warning sign. And if that happens a couple of times, you should stop the activity and get help. Don't be afraid to go to emergency rooms or to a walk-in center, because we'd rather keep you alive and healthy than have you be too brave and dead.
We're talking to the medical director of cardiology for Hartford Healthcare, and again, he's the chief of cardiology for multiple hospitals, my friend Dr. John Foley, and we're talking about heart attacks and talking about chest pain and what to do. So, you're out there, you feel like you're in shape, you go to the gym every day, you're working out 4, 5, 6 days a week, and you're feeling pretty good about yourself on the Stairmaster, but you're out there shoveling snow. It's a different kind of workout, right? That's something that can hit you before you even know it, right?
Extremely different, and even taking a step back, You've heard the stories about the marathon runners or the person who's the super athlete dying of a heart attack. You know, people who are in great shape also have heart attacks. So even though you go to the gym and even though you're in great shape, pay attention to, again, changes, things like, hey, I've never felt this before when I've exercised. I better take heed. What we say is, you know, any activity of lifting at the level of your heart, like a shovel filled with snow, that's very strenuous activity. That's the most strenuous exercise. If you're lifting weights and you're curling and you're lifting off the ground, that type of weightlifting, very, very stressful, even more so than other types of lifting of objects. What I suggest the patients do who have to actually shovel, look at your driveway and divide it into thirds and say, I'm going to do a third and then I'm going to take a break. And not just 5 minutes, like 20 minutes. And then go back at it and then take another break. And don't look at it as one task. Look at it as three or four if you've got a big driveway. Take small amounts of snow on the shovel. It takes longer, but you're going to be alive at the end of it.
Right.
Pace yourself. And then take breaks while you're doing it. Catch your breath. Very, very cold days. Put a scarf or something in front of your nose and mouth. It's not only just heart problems, but people with asthma and lung issues on exposure to cold can really sometimes become very symptomatic.
Doc, let's back up just for the last couple minutes here. I want to get your expert analysis on exactly what a heart attack is. So someone's beginning to feel that pain, shortness of breath, whatever. What's actually happening to their heart?
So the heart's a muscle. That's all it is. It pumps. That's all it does every day. It fills up with blood and pumps. And that's what we hope it does continuously throughout the day. That muscle, like any muscle, a muscle in your legs when you're running, and as you're running, the muscle in your leg is saying, give me more blood flow because you're running. Your heart has to pump whenever you do anything, even when you're sleeping. But when you're active, it's pumping more, and so the blood has to get into the muscle. If the arteries that supply the heart muscle with blood are blocked, then when you're at rest, you may not have symptoms. But as you start to exercise and the heart demands more, that artery is not able, because it's blocked, enough blood is not getting through that blockage, and so the muscle that's waiting for blood isn't getting it, and what it does is it gives you a warning sign saying, hey buddy, you better slow down because you're in trouble. And that's angina, and that could be any one of the symptoms we already talked about. That's a warning, and if you don't stop what you're doing, that muscle then will infarct, it will die, and that's a heart attack. So you have angina, and then you have heart attacks. And our goal is, first of all, to prevent any of it, but is to recognize the signs of angina and figure out what medications or procedures we have to do to open that artery to make it safer for you to do those activities.
Now, I read something the other day that was sort of against what the common theme was, that the baby aspirin was, you know, what you needed to do, or take it every day, or take one every day, or take one when you're feeling like you might be having a heart attack. But I read something somewhere where that isn't necessarily the case anymore. Was that right or wrong?
So you're right. And so for people who have had cardiac events, they're going to be on aspirin for life. That's for sure. For the prevention in certain people as they get older, so initiating this therapy when people are younger still is and at risk, have high risk scores, we still do use aspirin. But aspirin benefit in terms of as people are getting older, in terms of preventing cancer, and you know that's one of the things that aspirin in that study was looking at, and it didn't seem to show the prevention. And so more data needs to come in, but we're actually looking at aspirin a little bit differently now. But certainly for people who are at high risk and are willing to take it long term, it still has benefit.
All right. Cardiologist Dr. John Foley, once again, is in charge of a couple of hospitals here in Connecticut. I get a chance to talk to him once a week on my own regular program, and I thought it would be a great idea to bring him on and unleash him on the rest of the country. You know, folks in Vegas and New York and San Antonio, Oklahoma City get a chance to hear you. And, you know, Doc, I don't know if you wanted to throw your email out there, but I know you like to answer questions from some people who are actually listening. So maybe there are some folks out there who have a question or two, and they could maybe send you an email. You might be able to go back and forth. Is there a way you could give your email out?
Sure. It's john.foley, F-O-L-E-Y, at hhchealth.org. I type slow, so feel free to send me something, but it is going to, if it's more than a yes or a no, it could take me a few minutes, but it's great. I'm so happy that that you and Wayne allowed me to be on the show. I was thinking, you know, the goal for the winter months is to stay healthy. enjoy the holidays. Don't try to be brave. Cemeteries are filled with brave people. You know, if you have something that you're concerned about, ask. Too often, too many people deny it, put it off, and things don't end well. So,
is it the wintertime you see most of this happen, Doc? Or
yeah, it's cyclical. You know, there are different challenges, but certainly in the winter, you know, the other thing is that people become a little bit more sedentary. They stay inside more. They're not exercising. So we always sort of say to people, find healthy diversions, get out, both for mental health and physical health, stay active. But when it gets cold, no one wants to go outside. Get your flu shots, stay healthy. But yeah, in the winter with snow and with things like that, in the cold, you know, people who have angina, who have heart disease, when they go out into the cold, will sometimes, you know, really get a lot of chest pain. For those people, I'll often have them take a nitro, because they have nitro. I'll have them take nitro before activities like this,
right,
because we know that they're going to have issues, and that will work. But have a dialogue with your doctor. Get specific information from them, not just like, well, try to not overexert yourself. Well, what does that mean? People don't know what that means. Get very concrete advice.
What does nitro do?
It's a vasodilator, meaning it opens arteries. Those arteries that are giving your heart muscle blood, it opens those arteries. Now, if there's a blockage, it's only so much it can do. But for people who have angina, it is very helpful.
All right. Doc, listen, I thank you very much. We all thank you. And again, if I get a chance to fill in for Wayne down the road, we'll have you back in. We'll talk about some different things.
So that'd be great.
All right, Doc, I appreciate it. And once again, we got to head to a break. My name is Lee Elsie. I am humbly filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. We'll be right back.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I'm Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. And again, this is Friday, 11/16/2018. It's the Friday before Thanksgiving. I would think this is probably the Friday when the college kids head home, or at least, you know, they drop their bag off before they go out and start drinking, I guess. That's what happens when you come home from college. I didn't know if you knew that, but that's what happens when your kids go to college. Just letting you know in case you weren't really aware of it. But anyway, it's been an honor and a pleasure to get a chance to hang out with you all evening long. Big news, but I don't want to do, you want to do news for the final, like a fun Friday final segment? Well, I'll share this with you in case you don't know it. Saudi Crown Prince ordered Khashoggi's assassination. That has been determined. You can go on just about every website, but that's, we all knew this was happening, right? I mean, the Crown Prince, he ordered the assassination and the dismemberment and the whole nine yards that go along with that. And, you know, I was talking about this for the longest time on my own show on a regular basis, but you know what? I don't know. What's the rest of the world want us to do about this? What are we going to do about it? Okay, so they're horrible. They murdered this guy. They murdered him because he talked out against them. And then they dismembered his body like it's a movie. It's a horrible story. The question is, what are we going to do about this? And I don't know if we have time to dissect what we could possibly do about this in this seven-minute segment. So we'll have to save this for next week. And plus, it's Friday. You're getting ready. I mean, if you're out on the left coast, you're probably getting ready to go out somewhere, go out to dinner, or go out to a movie or something like that, or go out to a show. And eventually maybe go out and have a real good time. If you're on the East Coast, you're in New York listening to us right now, you're probably out already. You know, you're probably on your way. And you probably want fun facts. How about some fun facts to wrap up the week? Let me see if I have fun facts here in my stack of stuff. Did you know that there's about a 40% chance that you can actually get away with murder? I'm not making it up. Yeah, FBI just released their latest crime stats, and they show that there's about a 40% chance that you can actually get away with murder. Now, don't tell that to the Saudi Crown Prince, because he would not fall into that category. But the cops are cleared of about 62% of the murder cases. So 62% of the murder cases actually have some kind of a conclusion, which means 38% do not, about a 40% chance of getting away with murder. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you that it's a 2-in-5 shot. A 2-in-5 shot. If, in fact, it strikes you. Two countries in the world that have flags with guns on them. Well, no, it's not the United States. You should know that. Mozambique and Guatemala both have guns on them. So the folks that you're seeing coming from Guatemala, they've got guns on their flags. Let's see. School buses are yellow because you pick that color up in your peripheral vision faster than anything else. That makes sense. Actually, 1.245 times faster. That makes really good sense. That's good. I'm glad that they do that. I am glad that they do that. You'll spend almost $100,000 on Christmas in your lifetime. $100,000. Unless you're married to my wife, which you can add up probably zero to the end of that. You got to buy the big Christmas presents in my house. Oh, you got to. You got to come up with a plan. There's got to be a strategy. It's an event, right? At least that's the way it was in the beginning. Now it's a gift card. Hey, gift card. Hey, nice seeing you. Good stuff. What else do I have here? No, I don't want to do that. That's sad. That's also sad. I don't want to do a sad story. I don't want to bring myself back. I told you, I came into the show feeling a little down. Hey, 5% of divorces now across the planet, not just the United States, but 5% of divorces now are a direct result of Fortnite. You know the game Fortnite? It's addictive. It is. I can't lie to you. It's addictive. You start playing it, and the next thing you know, like 4 or 5 hours go by. I mean, I don't have 4 or 5 hours to play it, but I do know for a fact that will happen. It will happen in a blink of an eye. If you start playing the Fortnite, you're going to get hooked on it. What else do we have here? I don't care about that. Another female senators. Did you know female senators were not allowed to wear pants on the Senate floor until 1993? What kind of an outfit did Hillary Clinton have on? Did she have a dress on? Pantsuit, right? Pantsuit. So what happened? She was around before 1993. What was she wearing? A dress? A gown? People with blue eyes are more likely to be alcoholics. So, I don't know. Maybe you're on a first date and your significant other who's sitting across from you. Well, he's not a significant other. She's not a significant other yet. But if, in fact, you know, it's going well, but they have blue eyes, but they're pounding them down like left and right, well, guess what? There's a chance they could actually be an alcoholic. And a drunk driver blames his drinking on how badly the New York Jets are playing. So apparently he got pulled over by the cop, and he said, well, Jets are terrible. I drink to make myself feel better. Therefore, don't give me a ticket. And speaking of drinking, in 1830, the average American drank 3 times as much alcohol as we do now. The parties were raging in the 1830s. Listen, Chris, great job pushing the buttons. All the folks out there doing a great job. Mark, for setting it up. You're the best. And again, all of you guys on the USA Radio Network, War Now, it's always a blast. Wayne, thank you as always. You guys have a fantastic weekend. I keep it right here. I got to run, but I'll catch you guys again on Wednesday. Until then, keep listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. We'll see you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.